Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Memories of the wildfires that raged across Texas in drought-stricken 2011 are still a vivid memory for a lot of us. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples says another kind of fire, though, a prescribed burn, helps reduce the threat of future wildfires.
Tony, there's really nothing fancy other than the name of prescribed burn. They're also called controlled burns. You see, a growing number of state fire officials are touting these burns as effective, affordable ways to get rid of brush, undergrowth, and the vegetation that can cause wildfires, or be the fuel for wildfires, I might put it that way. And winter usually is the best time for these burns. We've seen a few conducted so far this year, mostly in central Texas, and they're making a difference.
So should landowners just go out and do it?
Well, I strongly encourage landowners to enlist the help of a burn manager certified by the prescribed burn board, which is managed by TDA.
Now, are there times then when you should not do a prescribed burn?
Absolutely. Burn managers know when conditions are too dangerous for a prescribed burn, and they will not burn. Licensed and insured burn managers must take a certain number of credit hours and have real-world training to become licensed. Remember, much of the state is still suffering from some form of drought condition. Safety is an absolute must. And for more information on prescribed burning, you can go to our website, texasagriculture.gov.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.